My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. This next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to SurfEasy.com. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, scammers love to lie, and we have Davin's scammer Agnes on the ropes as she tries to back up her stories on working at an orphanage, losing her husband, and her Facebook photos. So listen and enjoy!
She goes, "All right, this is Friday. Hi, babe. I was here, but did not see you. I wanted us to solve the misunderstanding that we had so we can continue with our love life. I have to go out with a friend so we can get some stuff for the orphanage. I'll be back in an hour's time, and I hope you'll be online so we can talk and continue with the script. I have some new ideas I want to share with you. Hope you are doing well and everything is okay and going well. Love you so much that I felt really bad that you were angry with me. Had a hard time sleeping because of this and feel slightly under the weather. But nevertheless, I will be back so we can talk. Love you with all my heart. Hope to talk to you soon. Take care of yourself and remember, always love you."
She's really piling on the
she
love.
She certainly is.
Yeah.
She's like, "All right, the flash go. All hands on deck. All hands on deck. Assholes going rogue."
And also the funny thing about this is that...
The one funny thing?
Well, the weird thing about this is that how do people fall in love on the computer? I don't understand
I
can
see it. We've talked about it. We've had emotional swings. We've looked forward to seeing that email.
Yeah.
I could see it. I could totally see it. Absolutely. I mean, I don't know how people get fooled by that, but not everybody's as cynical as us.
Yeah, even twinges of that. Like, you know, just a little...
No, there's a certain... Listen, anytime you see I love you, even if you know it's horse shit, it's still nice to see.
I guess you're right, yeah. All right.
No, I mean, I feel bad. We fight evil.
Yeah.
We're crime fighters.
You should see their capes.
Yes.
We fight evil.
It's ass fisher woman.
And their tights.
She's backing up. The crack is about to expand.
You see the little dance I'm doing on this pillow on this chair right now.
So she
goes, you want the comfy chair?
No. I just have to get the pillows in the right position and I'm good.
Oh, great.
So she goes, "Hello, babe." She goes, "Hello, babe." I go, "Hey." She goes, "How you doing?" I go, "I'm fine, I guess."
Oh, boy.
"You said you were under the weather. What's wrong?" "Nothing, really. Just sad that you were angry with me. Sleepless night yesterday." I go, "It's not anger. It is hurt. There's a difference. I need you to tell me everything." She goes, "Okay, babe. It's nice to know you are not angry with me, and I apologize if I hurt you, and we'll let you know everything. Here goes."
Oh, boy.
"Well, I live in an apartment near the orphanage with Michael. The orphanage offered me a place in the orphanage, which I turned down because I wanted to have my privacy. So why'd you lie to me about this?"
"Yes."
"Well, I felt I didn't want to worry you with my little problems because you were going through a tough time." In the beginning, I wasn't going through a tough time.
No.
I was fucking fine.
Yeah.
When she told me about the orphanage. "And me adding to it will feel kind of awkward. But it's not that I meant to hide anything from you. I am really sorry." I go, "So instead, you had me bragging on how our relationship was built on honesty.
Oh.
I am pouring my soul to you, and you felt you should not do the same. What else aren't you telling me? You even continued this lie when I was trying to call you."
He goes, "How about when you went there?"
"Good point, Joe."
"Yeah."
She goes, "I'm really sorry, babe. The one with the call was true. The guy acts rudely when you receive calls from people." Yeah, because that's not part of the script. In the orphanage. "Everything else is true, babe. I cross my heart. Hope you understand, babe. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I go, everybody's been dishonest with me lately. Are you really a widower? Because remember..."
"Yeah."
"Yes, babe, that's true. Everything else you know about me is true." "No, except for the fucking picture I'm looking at." "Tell me why you do not get along with your late husband's family. They kind of blame me for his death, and that has brought about a lot of the trouble for me and my son. I would not like my son to go through that harsh environment. Why do they blame you? What happened to him?" "Well, he fell sick and died at the hospital, but don't know why they blame me. Damn Obama. What type of sickness?" Fucking Kenyan medicine. "The doctor said he had acute kidney failure." That's fucking good.
Yeah.
And how would they blame you for kidney failure?
Unplugging his dialysis.
Yeah, good point. How could he have kidney failure? He goes, "Well, I don't know. I don't know how he got it, but they said it was not seen early. And then when they saw it, it was too late and they could do nothing about it." I go, "Is the girl in the pictures that you have sent me really Agnes Arete, or is it just some model from the internet?"
Wow.
You like my balls?
Yes, yes.
That's a great. That's a great. Isolate that. You like my balls? Yes, yes.
And that's the proper response.
It certainly is. But do you see what I've done? I'm like fucking brazen because I know her back is against the wall.
I know.
I couldn't tell you any of this, guys.
Oh, no wonder on Facebook you're like, I wish I could tell you what I'm doing right now.
You're going to run against the
and
ropes.
Then there was, a long delay.
No kidding. Like, mayday, mayday. Bring it
How
back
long in. Was the delay?
I don't know, man, but I just remember because I typed, are you there?
Where's my manager?
I typed, are you there?
There's a lot of...
Hello? Crickets.
Hello?
This thing on.
Hello?
Sets.
Bang. Anybody out there?
She goes, it is me. Why are you doing this, babe? I have tears in my eyes as I speak because I have told you some of the most painful things in my life and I can't believe you are doing this. I go, I'm not doing anything.
Oh.
I have given up my whole life as I knew it for a girl. I need to know this is real. Do you swear to God on your life that everything you have told me is true? I swear that everything I have told you is true.
I hate to interrupt.
You're going to die.
I hate to interrupt. She didn't. Well, so far, she has not answered the question if that was her real picture on.
No, she did.
No, she said, I swear it is.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I go, I hope so. I have told the company I work for about you in hopes of getting you a job. As you know, this is the porn company. They have now, remember, in the past, they've whacked people in the Banana Republic who've lied to them.
Hmm. Yes.
I dropped that in the very beginning. Again, I bring shit back. I don't know what I'm going to do with this stuff. I just drop little things to call back to. I work for about in the hopes of getting you a job, as you know. They have no tolerance for lies, especially in that region of the world. As you know, they have done some unspeakable things. Agnes, if you are lying to me, I need to know, because if they find out that you are a liar, I can't protect you no matter how much I may want to.
Mm.
Babe, everything I've told you is true. She ain't buying this.
Yeah, no.
And thank you for everything you've done for me and continue to do for me. I really appreciate it with all my heart.
You've really done shit for her.
I know,
you know,
I certainly have.
On the grand scale of things,
yeah,
really
everything
done shit
done
for
me.
Not really much.
Porn.
Her porn writing skills, you really have done shit for her.
Look at the brilliance of that.
For more Davin's Den scans the scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.